I'm doing great, Cam. Feeling well, and you know, just constantly monitoring what's going on and trying to get as much information as we can to make sure that people stay, stay healthy during this time, and also as we continue to try and look forward to how we deal with this.
What was that period of self quarantine like for you?
Well, it was good. I mean, we never experienced any symptoms. We were asymptomatic the whole time, and we had that one contact. So. But for us, it was, just a reassessment, a regrouping, and just make sure we were doing what we needed to do. And it also gave us, an early platform to actually just talk to people and to do interviews and say, hey, if you do the things that you're supposed to be doing, the CDC says, do your social distance, wash your hands regularly, just get off the old bar of soap and make sure that you're doing the things that need to be done, that we can, begin to make a hopeful turn in this thing as it progresses. And, look at it from there. So it was an interesting time. It's just, you never know. So it was just a time for us to look at it as trying to look at it as a positive to help other people.
Congressman Doug Collins with us. As I've been saying for a few days now, this is a train that runs on a couple of different tracks. We can and we should and we will talk about the public health concerns here. There are also, and obviously, economic concerns as well. Everybody with different ideas about how to approach this. The president working with the Senate on a stimulus package. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, we're going to have to. I mean, this is, there's no doubt that government action has to take place. We've already done that. The House and Senate both acted. The president signed, the first phase of this last night, which is, make sure the testing's done, making sure unemployment insurance, the things that need to, immediately happen, because we have a lot, and Athens is probably a prime example of a lot of the small business, the independent contractors, not just the restaurant owners, not just the business, but the folks who go and play music, the folks who serve and those kind of things. So that's started. Now the next phase is going to be a little more difficult because now you're dealing with the overall economy as a whole. And, I'm hopeful that we'll find ways to actually make a real difference, to get people the relief that they need going forward. And, there's been talk for arranging everything from, tax credits to tax payroll tax cuts to also just a straight monetary exchange, from the government to people. I think we need to be very careful about those kind of things because we will come out of this, and we need to make sure that the decisions we make now are not only helpful for the current, but also for the long term.
And we do have some experience with this. With some of the things that we did in the aftermath of the recession, the Great Recession of 2008-2009, some of the efforts to get us out of that, people to this day will debate the effectiveness and whether we should have done some of the things we did then. But we're not starting from zero here. I mean, we can look back a decade and see what was done then and maybe learn from it.
Well, we can, but I think also the one thing that we can learn back from, and this is something that some of my colleagues and I had actually talked about on a text chain yesterday, is making sure that what we do is effective for the immediate, but also doesn't limit us long term. And one of the things, and you just said, has been debated long term. I don't think there was a much of an issue that there was a crisis that happened in, if you go back to the recession and the start of the bank issue and everything, but how we then handled it going forward, I think many of us would say actually exacerbated the problem as we were going forward. So I think what we got to do is solve the, how do we do it now? How does Secretary Mnuchin and the Senate leaders and the House leaders, how do we come together to a package that allows businesses to keep making paychecks, to keep people employed so that they can make their rent payments, make their life payments, but at the same point in time, be ready to transition back to a healthier economy once we come out of this. And that may not be a possibility in the short term, but I think it's definitely something we need to look at into the long term.
Congressman Doug Collins with us here. I'm going to have an assumption here, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong here, but my assumption is you have access to some information. You hear from people, you talk with people, you get briefings. The rest of us don't, as a general rule, have access to some of this information. And some of these things you may not be in a position to discuss publicly, at least at any great length, but to the extent that you can, what is something that concerns you that maybe isn't getting the attention or the publicity that many other parts of this story are?
Well, I think what it's not really private. It's not private, but it's an interesting thing that I'm starting to get. I started to get yesterday, and I think it's what we just goes off of the last question you had about economic impact. It's typically we see the big companies, we see the airlines, we see the hotels, we see the restaurants, the bars. But one of the things that's concerning me is the independent contractors are, and the folks that are sort of not on the radar when you think of normal businesses. They may be, a musician who plays in a bar. They may be a company that is a husband and wife who do parties or social events like birthday parties. These are things that are now being canceled. And so you're looking at a group of folks who are not collectively a business, if you would, a 50, 60, 100 person employee. But there's that undercurrent, and how we actually affect that economy is going to be something I think is very important. And also the other thing that is very concerning to me right now is, and we're talking about it a good bit, is our food safety and food security. And we're getting into Georgia right now, the time of harvest. We got strawberries, we got Vidalia onions, we got blueberries, we got other things that are coming along. And if we're not having the ability, especially with border shutdowns, with our H-2A program, which is our legal immigration program for those who come in and help us on the farms during the harvest time, if we're not able to keep that flowing, then there is a real concern about how do we get the crops not only out of the field, but into the trucks and into the to the homes where people can consume them. So that's it for me. If I had one thing, that was probably one that we're focused on a great deal.
Congressman Doug Collins here, another couple of minutes. Whatever might be out there by way of intelligence that may be informing opinions or our knowledge of this one way or the other, what do we know, what do we think about China's role in this? Clearly, this started in China, the president calling it the Chinese virus, accurate enough as it goes. What is your sense? Chinese do this intentionally, accidentally? Was this manufactured? Is this something natural? What's your best information, your best guess on that?
Well, I think it's no doubt that it started there. I think it came out of the wet markets, which has been a concern for a number of years. And in fact, if you went back to the SARS and other viruses before, where it came out again out of these same wet markets, they closed them for a while, then they opened them back up. So we know that, you know, this is where it comes from. The question is how much did they delay? How much did they not let the world know? And from past experience with the Chinese government on a variety of issues, we're now beginning to see a picture of at least 2 to 3, 4 weeks in which they basically covered it up. They just they were not being honest with the American people. And it was really interesting when I was at the CDC just the other week or so ago, the CDC said that when they first finally actually said, hey, we've got a new coronavirus strain, CDC offered immediately to come help. And basically we're rebuffing that from the conversations that I got. And we saw that in many different ways. So I think that their delay cost not only a world response, but it also cost them themselves. So I don't think they've been truthful in it. And I think once they got caught, they had to actually let it out. And by then it was too late.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.